an accused Russian spy, is set to appear in court after her arrest in 2024. Kira Korolev and her husband Igor were arrested in their Everton Park home in 2024. Kira had been in the Australian Army and held an ADF security clearance as an information systems technician. She had also travelled to Russia undeclared while on long-term leave in 2023. It is alleged that Kira taught Igor how to log into her work account to gain access to material to send to Russia. The pair were charged with preparing to carry out an act of espionage and currently remain in custody. Mrs. Korolev's legal team has made an application for bail last month, and a half-day hearing will be expected in court on the 31st of March. Deputy Premier Jared Blay has told Labor to cry me a river over social housing sales at a Brisbane media conference yesterday. Blay made the comments over the opposition's criticism of the government's resumption of selling state-owned land for private housing development. The 400-home development in Brisbane's north has drawn criticism from local residents and housing advocates alike, with concerns that the plan will not deliver more social and affordable housing. Blay said, "So cry me a river from the Labor Party. They can't lecture people on the housing affordability crisis we have in Queensland at the moment." Brisbane is currently Australia's second most expensive city for housing, as median houses prices jumped 13.3% last year, and unit prices jumped 19.3%. Meanwhile, the waitlist for social housing in Queensland rose to over 56,000 people in June last year. Shadow Minister for Housing Megan Scanlon spoke at a conference early in the day, stating, "It defies logic that the Crisafulli government would sell off public housing in the middle of a crisis." And in national news, the government has been slammed for the 3-year wait for a national criminal history checker. The database will track the criminal history of people with working with children checks, as recommended by the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse in 2015. An agreement made by all states and territories last November stated that all units would be connected to the database by the end of this year. However, now there is no deadline for them to do so, with New South Wales yet to confirm when it will join. The system will not be fully functional for at least 3 years, with Queensland's Family and Child Commissioners condemning the government for not acting faster.
1,700 poppy plants have been stolen from a farm in Ballarat, prompting a drug alert from the Victorian Department of Health. The alert said, "These poppies are very different from traditional opioid poppies and contain dangerously high concentrations with risk of life-threatening toxicity." In 2023, at least 40 people experienced life-threatening conditions after consuming contaminated poppy seed tea. Victoria Police are investigating the theft. In international news, the 2026 Milano Cortina Olympic Winter Games have come to a close, with Australia winning 6 medals overall, with 2 gold medals for freestyle skiing and snowboarding. Chef de mission, or head of the Australian Olympic Winter Team, Alyssa Camplin-Warner, has said, "I told the world this would be an iconic team. We believed in each other, and now with all of Australia truly believing in the Australian Winter Olympic sport, I can't imagine what is possible as we build towards 2030 and descend on the French Alps in 4 years' time." The 2026 Paralympic Games will begin on the 6th of March with 14 athletes set to compete in 4 sports. These sports are the para-alpine skiing, para-snowboard, para-cross country and the para-biathlon. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Banshee's Bar and Art Space is Ipswich's only bar for live, loud, original gigs, contemporary art, and a friendly, relaxed vibe.